Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all the scrumbly folk traveling along the highway of life. Good morning to all the river people traveling on rafts up and down them there rivers, eating that them there catfish and hunting that them there, yeah, pick a pronoun, fucker, you know, they're just hunting duck. Good morning to all the freaks who struggle against the nighttime, who hunger for ancient blood, seeking vengeance in the daylight. Yes, my friends, my brothers and sisters, it is Sunday, almost 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Utah. And it is February the 26th, 2023. And you know, it's weird, guys, you know. It is 2023. And at this point, if you were an optimist, and you believe that the only issue was general confusion, the madness of crowds. I know there's that weird guy, I think he's a CIA freak, who comes on all the alt things, Malone, Dr. Malone, he invented the mRNA process. I don't even know if any of that's true. If you sent me a wiki, oh, I'll send you the Wikipedia article and it says Malone. His beard looks fake. His makeup looks fake. He looks fake. He could be real, but he looks fake. And he likes to talk a lot about mass formation psychosis, which frankly is blame the victim bullshit. Okay? It really is. Yeah, I believe that a lot of people participated in the military psychological warfare and played the game and made it worse. I believe a lot of people, to some degree, to include me, when I was living in Seattle, if I wanted to eat, I had to wear the fucking coffee filter. If I wanted to eat, I had to follow the fucking arrows at Albertsons or QFC. If I wanted to eat, I had to do the same stupid, I'm going to go to the restaurant and wear my coffee filter when I'm walking to my table, but when I sit down at my table, I can take my fucking coffee filter off. I played that same stupid fucking game to get by. Because I was living in a shithole, surrounded by douchebags. All of them more than willing to play that game and scare their fucking neighbors to death. That's why I'm glad I'm here in Utah, bros, hoes. You can tell me the COVID is over, but fuck you. I was at the airport a couple months ago. I saw parents putting a couple coffee filters on their kids. The COVID's not over, brothers and sisters. Even the people who promote it, sponsor it, are part of its strategy, continue to tell you it's not really over. And then they're going to give you other things to be scared of. Marburg, Ebola. Oh my God, there's a new super flu. There's a bird flu. There's a swine flu. Stay scared. Stay at home. Stay angry. Order DoorDash. And did we say stay the fuck at home? That's the psyop. You see, the thing about military psychological warfare, whether it's dropping leaflets on Iraqi soldiers during the first Gulf War, telling them, you know, you can either die being buried alive by B-52s, or you can come over to the other side and get fed. The thing about military psychological warfare is you want the message to be simple and understood. It's a lot like that movie Inception. You want to put a thought in somebody's head, a thought that they didn't necessarily come up with themselves, and then you just want them to keep that thought. Like, for example, all this Tavistock Institute propaganda bullshit going on with Russia right now. They'll call a drone a suicide drone. This is a kind of mental illness. There's no such thing. Okay, let me explain something. Suicide is when a conscious being, whether it's a human, a whale, a dolphin, a chimpanzee, or maybe even parrots do it. We don't know how many pigeons went to the corner of B.F. Skinner's little electro box. We don't. But I bet when he was proving behaviorism, a lot of pigeons chose to just go the corner and die. But here's the key thing about suicide. It takes a conscious being and it takes a choice. And it takes the pain. There has to be a reason. It's not just that you can do it. There has to be a reason to do it. A drone is a remote-controlled craft, essentially. You fly it, a lot like the ones the Germans came up with during World War II, fuck you. And I don't think they called their drones suicide drones. If you fly a drone into an object and the drone explodes, which means it never comes home, that's called a guided missile. That's not called a suicide drone. And if you fly a drone and drop bombs from it, well, it's just an ordinary drone. And if it's self-guided, it's either a, you know, artificially intelligent drone, but if it goes to its target and blows up, that's called a cruise missile, fuck you. In none of this does the word suicide apply. The only reason to use that stupid fucking word is because it scares people. Especially after the COVID. It scares people. It's a trigger word. If the dirty, nasty Russians and Putin are using suicide drones, they gotta be some type of shitbirds, even though the thing doesn't exist. Even though the mass, if you were to weigh the concept of a suicide drone against a unicorn, they would have equal mass. It doesn't matter. Now that word is out there, and people are gonna be morons about it. It just doesn't matter. So like I said, I'd like to be an optimist. But despite Malone's gaslighting of people into believing they created this, the truth is that the participants in military psychological warfare, who are the targets, because they're participants also, they just don't know it, they have a responsibility to ask questions. All of us had a responsibility in March and April of 2020 to ask some fucking questions. We shouldn't have simply accepted the bullshit we were being fed, but we did. And now, tons of motherfuckers are settling on the only thing their brain allows, and that is, the COVID was kinda real, Dan. It kinda existed. It kinda killed some old people. It kinda, you know, came out of a Chinese murder lab because some dude wrote a science fiction book in 1980, blom blom bo blimp doc. Kinda real? If that's true, then I will repeat once again for the record so that I can sue the National whatever Basketball Association, if that's what that means, the NBA, like I even give a fuck. I can dribble. That means I'm kinda, using your stupid dumbass COVID logic, I'm kinda an NBA player. I'm kind of a professional basketball player. They owe me back money. I'm going to sue. I'm kinda from the NBA. They kinda owe me money. It's all because I can dribble. I'm going to sue. Yeah, I'm kind of an NBA basketball player using the crooked logic of all the motherfuckers that settled on, well, the COVID's kinda real. It must be kinda real. The thing is, if most of these fuckers, and a lot of them, believe it or not, are in the alt world, in fact, maybe the real bitter clingers of the whole, you know, the COVID was kinda real and kind of a Chinese murder bug, is it's part of their entire paradigm. The prepper paradigm. I'm going to buy enough food. I'll buy my radiation detector. I'll be a good conservative Republican sometimes, or maybe I'm a libertarian. I'll, you know, have everything in my basement I could possibly need. And since clearly they're trying to kill us with viruses, I'm prepared for that too. But what if in fact what's coming, what could be coming, what's very near, perhaps a year or two away, there's no vaccine for? There's no coffee filter for, there's no voting for it, there's no playing pretend about Chinese murder viruses or talking about purebreds. What if what's coming is a good old-fashioned famine, but worldwide? Worldwide. What if when Alex Jones was talking about the government buying 12 babillion rounds, a couple rounds for every person, 40 caliber hollow point, Dan, why did Obama buy all that ammo? You know what? I bet he did. But here's the silent part, the part that probably nobody thought about, including that motherfucker Alex Jones. What if also, over the last decade, they've been, stockpiling food? I don't mean everything. I just mean the crooked shit you need to keep, the McDonald's, Burger King, fast food, crappy food, diabetes, cancer food thing going. What if they've been stockpiling it? What if they figured they needed enough for 5 years? 5 years to get them through the window. Just enough time to feed people here and maybe a few abroad, just to keep all the slaves fat, dumb, and happy, focused on the Chinese murder virus race war, focused on how many drag queen shows are going on tomorrow, focused on basically all the wrong fucking shit. Yeah. What if the real trick was they were stockpiling food? And when you think about it logically, I mean, I think there was an anarchist once who said that civilization is about locking up the food. And I think there's a lot of truth to that statement, I mean, some people say, well, you couldn't have had, agrarian societies develop without a centralized city-state structure and monastic guilds that controlled the flow of water. Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. But we don't really know, do we? I mean, the victors do write the fucking history. Civilization is about locking up the food. I didn't say that. You can research who did. But there's a lot of truth to that statement. What I'm going to tell you is if they were buying 12 babillion rounds of a babillion 40 cal hollow point 10 fucking years ago, they were likely also beginning to stockpile food. Maybe even 20 years ago. Depending upon how bad the thing is. And I don't know what it is yet. There's too much noise, too much confusion, too much manipulation. And the COVID psyop, as I've said in the past, is the rough equivalent of carpet bombing the third eye. So even our intuition, to some extent, fails us. I have my own theory about what's going on, but I am doing my best, podcast by podcast, not to talk about it, in part because within a year or two, perhaps sooner, it'll either be proven to be true or false. And then I can just deal with it and throw it out the door. But what I am pretty fucking certain of is A, the powers that be had all the power they ever fucking needed in 2020. They didn't need a reset. If all they wanted to do was abuse the human race for thousands of years, well, they've been doing it for thousands of years, and they had all the power to turn the fucking world off. So this isn't about a fucking reset. The other thing that's obvious to me is that these psyops are on a dial or a thermostat, which means you turn them up and turn them down. The only reason to do that is if you don't control the schedule. It also implies that whatever they're responding to is not a discrete event. It's not a comet, okay? It's not a decision by some deep state fuck to have a little bit of a nuclear war. They could have started a nuclear war in October of 2019. You would have gone to sleep. You would have never woken up. And it would have been a whole lot fucking cheaper than these crooked race war George Floyd monkey herpes COVID psyops. Way cheaper, motherfucker. Way cheaper. If you're just going to do it, go do it. Why have the pregame show? So it's a fuzzy event. And my assumption is, heuristically, based upon the way I look at the world, is that it's a five-year window, which means it started sometime in 2019, 2020, and the window closes in 2025, maybe late 2024, which is next year, the year they say they're going to go back to the moon, we're going to go back to the moon, we're going to orbit the moon with little people inside. Yeah, I don't think that's going to ever fucking happen, brothers and sisters. I think the reason why they've been postponing and pushing and postponing and pushing is because they knew the final mindfuck would be that fucking carrot on a stick, sticking out there a year out. Well, listen, next year we're going to the moon. So how can there be a problem, Dan? That's the perfect fucking carrot when you think about it. For a lot of people. Even people who call themselves libertarians and anarchists. Telling them we're going to go to the moon and orbit the moon is something they can believe in, and it pushes out that suspicion that their unconscious is trying to push to the surface, that something very ugly approaches. And all of this is about hiding it. All of it. The COVID, the race war, BLM, Antifa, the never-ending Trump-Biden trauma drama, whatever bimbo eruptions, as Hillary would say, involving Hunter Biden's laptop, all of it is noise. It is smoke. It is pop smoke noise. And then the question is, why would you gaslight billions of people with trauma-based mind control for 5 years? Why would you do that? You're not doing it to build an empire. By the end of year three or four, you're going to have a lot of people on pills. You're going to have pill heads and actual crazies. Okay, so now we got pill heads and crazies. What do you build on that? The answer is nothing. Fuzzy events are things like earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. Caldera eruptions would be a fuzzy event. You can predict a probability window, but you can't really predict a date. You can say, from this date to this date, we are nearly sure. A famine, even if it is one the government's trying to sort of taunt along with a stick, a famine is also a fuzzy event. It's like an avalanche. We don't know what final snowflake or tremor causes the avalanche, but at some point it does happen. It is a fuzzy, chaotic event. Whatever they're hiding is a fuzzy event that has a probability window. And in my opinion, the window closes in 2024. So yeah, that's where I'm at with all this stupid fucking shit. And the Ukraine war, listen, I've studied Russian military history. If the Russians were going to do something, they would have started doing it in November. Why the fuck are we in the cycle again? Oh, the winter time is relax time. The springtime will be offensive time. Well, gee, that's great. It matches a kind of control. It doesn't match anything in military science. It doesn't. It makes no sense to launch an offensive during Rasputitsa, which means technically the Russians have to wait until the summer. So why the fuck would they have missed their opportunity when the ground was frozen? None of it makes a lot of sense. Assuming the ground was frozen, right? You know, don't ask questions about frozen ground, and definitely don't ask questions about the Arctic permafrost. Yeah, I wish people could see through this. I wish that people could see through the nonsense, because if you're asking me, is there a way out of this? Can you give us a solution or a way to deal with it? The only answer is the truth is the answer. The truth is the way. But the problem is, it's not just that there are institutions and governments working to obscure the truth. The fundamental issue is that psyops work, propaganda works, manipulation works, gaslighting works for one basic reason. All of it appeals to some motivation that you are a stakeholder in, that you need and you want. There is some want, some need being fulfilled that can be fulfilled if you simply believe. Okay? You're not just talking about military professionals or the CIA. You're talking about billions of people on planet Earth that need a happy ending. They need to believe in some kind of Disney bullshit. If you tell them the truth, they're going to reject it. They'll probably get sick and vomit. Show them a fucking cartoon. Show them the COVID-19. I wish a lot of things, you know. I wish things were different. But the wishing doesn't help either. I wish that doctors could prescribe drugs over CB radio. Ever since my surgery, I've had problems sleeping, and I could use some Ambien or fentanyl or a combo plate of, let's say, Ambien, fentanyl, Adderall that the formulary dude at that special pharmacy can make just for me, fucker. Then I could sleepwalk my way into fame and fortune, being chased by cops and those old-fashioned hookers that hide their guns in their underwear. I wish I could find a passionate outlet for my weaving and baking and drinking. I would find some milkmaiden, busty and luscious, selling her butter down by the abandoned theater. They don't show no movies no more, and everyone has Klaxis disease, because our dogs keep dying. That's right. I wish. I wish I hadn't have done that thing I did. It was a hot summer, and the jungle was drenched with scrib mist and human strig gas. The natives were sharpening sticks and preparing to roast long pig, and it was me or that other guy. And I didn't want to end up as the red muck stool. I wish I hadn't done it, though. I wish I'd been a more gentle and sensitive lover. How often I'd touch her coarsely, my hands covered in scars and dried scabs and pain. And she'd whimper under my gaze as the meadow leeches sucked away her stringus juice. And she moaned for luscious, luxurious relief, but none is to be found. I wish I could ride the wire pony, taking tree baths with the eight minstrels of Klept. As we hearken back to strange, weird times of heroin dreams and broken glass timeshares, I could find my heart in the blasted furnace and seek grain offerings for Zed, the lemur king, all-knowing. I really wish that would happen. I wish the world could be filled with love. All the birds could sing some common song of peace and connection and mindfulness bullshit. I wish all the Zen monks would load up into some fucking AN-2 Colt Armata. Those shitty-ass biplanes flying in formation, baby. And then I wish we could just take pot shots as these fucking Zen monks in their AN-2s with 50 cals and rocket launchers. I wish I could find all my lost children. I wish I could find those kids I left behind in all those places. I was bad. I'd do my business on the gas station toilet seat, knowing fully that some trans curious female would sit down in her tomboy clothes. And that woman, man, whatever, would get pregnant. I wish I could find all my children. I have my own hooker children all around the globe. They are a result of my toilet seat surprise. These women got pregnant Some thought it was a miracle event, but alas, no. I was leaving something special on that unisex toilet seat. Yeah, watch for it, baby. Something greasy, something alive, my golden fire waiting for you on the toilet seat. I wish I could find all my hooker children. I wish I could have my lover Brenda back again. She used to hustle Miracle Whip shots from Carl at the shelter. We'd drink piss nod juice and play grab a wang behind the Denny's off of Blimpton Street. Not far from where those Baptists were killed last year. This is my will. This is my testament. This is my word before Glunctus. I wish I could get back those years of shooting up heroin and crocodile and liquid meth. I would sit on that park bench across from the community college and just shove that poison into my broken soul. I'd drain my wound into the gutter and watch the songbirds fly away to France. I wish I could get back that time because I would do more meth. I wish my old Ford pickup still ran. It just sits on blocks at my ex-girlfriend's parents' foster kid's farm. They don't care. They don't care. They set fire to it. They fire guns at it. But that pickup was my only connection to a sacred past, a beer and shotgun. And without it, baby, my heart is broken. My heart is shattered. I lay dying on that existential floor. Can you imagine that, bro, having your Ford pickup ransacked by coolie freaks? I wish I could have that Ford pickup back. The wishing game gets old, though, bros and hoes, sisters and brothers. Newer wishes pile on old ones, worthless and weightless regrets to unfold. Our inner child setting fire to buildings. Our mistress lays naked, waiting for our male power juice pipe. Our pipe love making routine, you know. A dangerous flame called wishing. We were candle makers once. A dangerous flame called wishing. We were drovers once. We pushed them cattle up and down the range, way past Compton. We raised crops once and ate the silent flesh of dark autumn. Our women wore torn dresses and our men strode shirtless, carrying bats and chain and white lightning rage. Our game was online and we won those points and she was mine. No telling, baby, where we would end up. After all this hopeful, wishful, hopeful striving, we would build pyramids in honor of Stygian rail men and the ladies of Scompton that feed on weed butter and careless dainties. There would be a new form in this wishful crap. We would dream on. I wish and wonder and dream. I conceive of a self that stands tall against crap monsters and globe-trotting blob creeps. I feed on your fearful wonder because you know your hooker wife is cheating on you with Joe, the money guy. I wish you luck, motherfucker. I can bring you safely home. I can bring you home. Once the night turns black and the coyotes sing, I can provide, you know, cougar-style cave life with all the sex oils and tools of seduction. I can build a world. I can build a world. I can build a world within a world for your desire fetish. I can hunt the otter flesh and keep you horny. That's what I wish if I had all the power. That's what I wish if I could sing to the several gods. That's what I wish until the time of Boblimpdoc, that all wishing would go down the tube. Yes, indeed. That's what I wish. Anywho, if you enjoy this podcast, and I don't know how you possibly could, but let's say you do, you can donate. There'll be a PayPal link in the notes and probably in the notes for Spotify. Keep in mind, Spotify and Anchor have been rather flaky the last couple days. Could be everybody's a victim. I could be special. Given that that's how things generally evolve with these situations for me, I'm a bit paranoid and worried, but you never know. That being said, the links are in Spotify too. They just don't show up as links or a right-click copy from the mouse. Almost like they basically want to make it hard for you. But chances are, if you go to planetarystatusreport.com, you'll just see the donation link at the top in the menu. So just go to planetarystatusreport.com and then you can just click on that link and you can donate, and I don't give a fuck. But here's what I will say. Please make sure you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter. Make sure you've taken care of the people you love. Make sure that if you are a prepper, and everybody should be a little bit of a prepper when it comes to food, make sure that you're also stockpiling food for your pets, so it doesn't become one of those really anguish-type situations where there's not enough water or food for your pets. But if you've taken care of the people you love, if you've got the money to do the things you need and a few of the things you want, and you enjoy this podcast, then yeah, feel free to donate if you want to. I don't turn down that. I don't turn it down. The sad truth is PayPal is the only thing that works for me right now. If you send me an email saying, but Dan, can't I mail you? No, my mail gets opened. And everything else I've tried has turned out to be a giant fuck. Does this mean I love PayPal? No. It just means on the Death Star, in our crooked Rome, that we call the USA, this is what works for me right now. I wish there was something else. I wish I could just use some sort of cryptocurrency in a way that didn't implement know your customer rules. But I've worked with crypto, so I know they're doing the same stinking bullshit every bank is doing. So I kind of wish I could just deal in gold and silver. That's what I wish. I wish that I could use honest money that I earn honestly to buy whatever I need. And if you say, well, Dan, what if you use a silver 1 ounce coin and it's worth more than what you want? Well, that's called being on credit, which frankly with a grocery store is way better than owing them money, both for you and the grocery store. And it means they have actual real money to invest and you have food in the future. Maybe even the same day, go back and finish off your 1 ounce silver coin. Get yourself potato chips, Lay's wavy, plain potato chips. Just don't slip and fall. Everybody wishes. The fact is, the only way to get me money right now is through PayPal. So, for Sunday, February the 26th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc, it's 9:24 a.m., which given I'm trying to change the format of my podcast and keep the podcast shorter, this is a good number. I don't know. For a lot of people, 20 plus minutes is too much. Hard to say, right? Hard to say. I'm sure you wish you had more time. But for this day, this Sunday, this day of winter, I wish you luck.